No matter how cold the weather gets, every morning a crowd gathers in the parking lot of a Northeast Philadelphia shopping plaza. They're day laborers, hoping to find work with contractors who stop at the Home Depot for supplies. WHYY's Emma Jacobs reports the day workers aren't always welcomed, but so far, no one has found a better place for contractors and day workers to connect.
At 8 in the morning, between 50 and 100 men are scattered across the parking lot. A beige van pulls up next to a grassy median, and a small group converges at the passenger side window. Workers go back and forth with the driver about what he's looking for that day.
Sir, what kind of work you got? Carpet? How much you gonna pay?
This man asked that his real name not be used because he's in the country illegally. He says he came to the U.S. from Mali on a business visa in 2004 and stayed after it ran out. He said I could use his childhood nickname.
Everybody called me Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Because I was dreaming to come here.
Growing up in a scenic, remote part of Mali, he saw a movie set in Philadelphia that caught his imagination.
My teacher asked me, if you grown up, what you going to want to be? Like judge, lawyer, police, contractor. I said, no, my dream is to live in Philadelphia.
On a given day, if he can get a gig, Philadelphia says he makes anywhere from $40 to $100, just enough to pay his bills and then send money every month to support his father in Mali. He usually gets hired only a couple days a week. Day laborers have been a steady presence at this spot for years, and their numbers have grown a lot. Most of the men speak Spanish. Some West Africans speak French and English. There are also a couple African-American guys from North Philly. M. Morris says he's frustrated police regularly patrol the lot, sometimes ticketing day laborers for trespassing.
We're not out here doing nothing wrong. We're trying to do is get some work, to do something positive. Now, I can see we's out here trying to rob all these damn stores out here, but excuse my language, we ain't doing nothing. We ain't trying to hurt nobody. We just trying to eat.
Police say they patrol partly in response to complaints about car break-ins. And the day laborers say police are giving out fewer tickets than they used to. In the past 6 months, the police department said it gave out about 40. If drivers aren't licensed, they'll tow their cars. Around 9, a police car that has been waiting on the sidelines moves in to sort of shepherd the workers towards the far end of the plaza from Home Depot. Farther from the contractors, too, who might be looking for help. The officer pulls up to a pickup truck that's stopped.
Hey, why do all those guys ride the truck?
You don't know? Ask them, they get somebody to know.
Workers say police have ticketed some contractors, too. This driver works construction, but says he's not looking to hire anyone.
All right, how about you give me your license and the information on the car?
He says he's upset that the guys are here because they'll work for less than he can.
Well, listen, what's going to happen when you park here, they're going to keep running up to your truck. And they're expecting you to give, listen, you can't sit here. Signs are posted. If you're going to sit here, you're going to pay for stuff and then you're going to go. Because if you sit here, you're going to draw attention and these guys are going to come over here and try to harass you for work.
Home Depot says it has a blanket no solicitation policy for all stores. A spokesman points out that also applies to people handing out flyers or collecting donations. The head of the 2nd Police Precinct, Captain Frank Palumbo, says it's his officer's job to honor the company's requests.
I try not to get involved in the motives of the day workers. I don't really have any opinion about that would affect the way I ever did my job as far as their status here or anything like that. But I do know that anybody that would congregate, no matter what their status was as a day worker or other, on private property, that should be deterred if, in fact, that private property representative does not want that activity there.
A couple months ago, one of the workers outside this Home Depot got in touch with some immigrant advocates who began coming out here in the fall and convening workers' meetings. Joan Calvo Machado's day job is with the Restaurant Opportunities Coalition, organizing restaurant workers.
What we want to get from all of them, like a specific spot, a place that they can let us to stay, like maybe to put a bathroom or put a table when we can track and organize them better.
These sorts of worker centers exist in other parts of the country. Towns like Freehold and Lakewood in New Jersey have tried designated muster zones with various levels of success. California Home Depots have leased land to the cities of Los Angeles and Burbank, who let nonprofits set up day centers there. The Philadelphia organizers have convened meetings with day laborers, council members, and police, but haven't come up with an alternative yet. In the meantime, the mix of immigrants and lifelong Philadelphians keep showing up at the lot, searching for work, at least for today. Emma Jacobs, WHYY News.